The second round of heats about to get underway here in Canberra's second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We hope you're enjoying all the action. It will be the nine kart of Kent Fiercion who'll start from the pole. Jackson Fraser out of two in the 23. The 7 is Lachlan Campbell. The 24, Zach Bates. Sebastian Ruiz in the 28. Brady Bryant in the 11. Darcy Boulding in the 15. Then the P-Platers, Hamish Fitzsimmons and Josh Hart in the 07. So looking for a start here soon as we get set for what should be an interesting race. Away and racing. Good start from the pole sitter there as Fiercion gets the jump and heads out to the front of the circuit. Aeon in the nine cart. Great start for him. Second place as they come down the back straight for the first time and through the dip is the 23 as Ruiz makes a good move up the inside. I think that was of the 7 of Campbell. So Ruiz has picked up a spot there as the leader comes across the start-finish line. It's Fiercion, Fraser, Ruiz, Campbell, Boulding, Bates, Bryant, Fitzsimmons and Hart is your running order. And Ruiz looking to try and make a move on Fraser around the top of the circuit now. So our leader, Kent Fiercion, in that top car from Combined Districts, leading the way from Fraser in the Arrow cart. Following him is the Tony cart of Sebastian Ruiz. Then back to Campbell in another of the Tony carts. Further back then the 15 of Darcy Boulding with Zach Bates, the next cart through. Fitzsimmons ahead of Bryant now with Hart rounding out the running order. So great start here for heat number two, of this. The Cadet Nines brought to you by Ruiz Constructions. Just a reminder that you can hear the KZ action on sportradio.com.au throughout the day. We're uploading the KZ2 Super Series races as each race takes place. So heat number one already online. You're able to listen back to it then. So across the line, and it's a big lead that's been established by Fiercion over second place runner now, Eddie Ruiz, that's Sebastian Ruiz, who's made the pass on Fraser. So Fraser shuffled back into second place now. Third place, I should say. Fiercion showing some great speed here. This is the shakedown, of course, for the 2016 New South Wales State Karting Championships to be held here on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May. Some big announcements in the lead-up to that event as well, coming from the Canberra Kart Racing Club. So keep an eye on the Canberra Karting website. That's canberracarts.com.au. So Kent Fiercion in the nine, leading the way. His gap out to about 3.5 seconds on the last lap. It's 4 seconds now. So Fiercion, 36.1. Ruiz, a 36.6 on the last lap. So they both have set their fastest laps, first and second place, on lap number 6 of this second heat of the day. Fraser and Campbell sit back there. And, oh, Campbell making a great move into the dip. And Campbell's up to third position in the 7 cart. He just lined up going into the dip on the 23 card of Jackson Fraser. And Fraser had no response. The momentum was all with Campbell. And he's now up into third position. Darcy Boulding doing Fraser. So, card off at the top of the circuit. Looks like it's Darcy Boulding. So, that was Zach Bates, who is working his way up through the field. Zach Bates in the 24. I mistook that card a moment ago for Darcy Boulding, who's off the circuit up at, in the top turns. That's 5, 6, 7 and 8 of the top turns here at Canberra. And as the leader, Fierce Aeon is almost out to a 5-second gap over Sebastian Ruiz. Lachlan Campbell, Jackson Fraser, Zach Bates, Fitzsimmons, Bryant and Hart are the running order with the white flag at the ready. Here, Cadet Nines, heat number 2. Fierce Aeon with a dominating performance. The JV Motorsports, Hurstville Trucking, Tony Cart from Lithgow, the Combined Districts Cart Club, leading the way from Canberra's Sebastian Ruiz. Then it's back to the North Shore Karting Clubs, the Performance Medals, Tony Cart, number 7 of Lachlan Campbell. Jackson Fraser in the 23, another of the Combined Districts runners running in fourth position. Then it's Canberra's Zach Bates rounding out the top five. Checker flag at the ready. And Kent Fiazeon takes the victory. Ruiz comes home in second with a good solace drive. Campbell, a great move going into the dip to grab third. Zach Bates has got past Fraser on that last lap. And Zach Bates is up to fourth position. Fraser, then it's Fitzsimmons, Bryant, and Josh Hart doing a good job circulating around there. The P-plater coming home in eighth. Heat number 2 of the Junior Lights, the KA4s. KA4 Junior Lights, Mia Bolton of the 23 will start from the pole. Theodore Levain's in the 8 cart. Bailey Sweeney in the 3, Ryan Mills in the 4, Thomas Sargent in the 47, Russell Mayo in the 17, Jordan Mazzaroli in the 61, Jake Greentree in the 52, Cameron Ward in the 56, and the P-platers, Blake Motby, Thomas McLeod and Lachlan Strickland make up the 12 runners here in heat number 2. Looking for a start this time by Mia Bolton. Well, she's jumped on the gas very, very early there. And, they've gone racing. Bolton with a huge hole shot. Levain's is back there in second and now trying to close up that gap. Looks like Levain's has done so. Sweeney in the 3. Then it's Mills in the 4. There's a gap between the front two as they work their way down into the S's for the first time. So the 17 of Mayo's worked well through the traffic. Now comes Sargent making a pass into turn 13. And Sargent is up to fourth position. So these were the front runners in heat number 1. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Russell Mayo in the 17. And they're working their way through the traffic extremely well here early in this KAE4 Junior Light heat number 2. Bolton is your race leader in the 23 card. Here comes Levain's. Thought about a move into the heavy braking of the S's that time, but had to back out of it. Lost a bit of ground. We've got a card up into the hill. That's the 58 of Cameron Ward, who rejoins the circuit now. I'm not sure what he's done, but he was a long, long way off the circuit, up on the highest part of the bank, and he's rejoined right at the back of the field. So Bolton in the Canberra Kart Shed, number 23, the Esprit Kart, leading the way. Levain's in the 8, another of the red speeds that's out there this weekend. Looking quite good. Going into the S's, Bolton loses a bit of ground under brakes here. Levain's has got the momentum through the final turn and onto the start-finish straight. What can Levain's do? Levain's into the pit turn, keeping the pressure on as they work their way up the pit straight once again. Looks like Mayo and Sargent are starting to run down the front two and make it a four-way battle at the front of the field. So as the race leaders now work through the dip and into the up and down into the S's, Bolton holding off Levain's. Mayo right on the back bumper of Levain's cart, number 8. And then it's the Tegra 47 of Thomas Sargent, who's also right in amongst that battle. Recapping heat number 1, it was a good solid win for Thomas Sargent over Mayo. Levain's now dropped back a spot to Mayo. So Mayo in second place and looking to take the lead up the inside of Bolton, and Bolton gets run wide going through turn 13. Levain's and Sargent get through as well. Heat number 1 was Sargent, Mayo, Mazzaroli and Bolton. Bolton has now dropped down to fourth place again after being the leader on that last lap. Mayo is the leader in 17. The 8 is Levain, still in second position with a 47 of Thomas Sargent right on his back bumper. Then it's back to Mia Bolton in the 23. Now she'll have the red mist ascending after that move put her back 3 spots on the racetrack. We've got a spinner down there in turn number 12, between 12 and 13. That's the 25 cart that's off the circuit there. And the 25 is Thomas McLeod. And another cart off down there as well. Can't quite pick up the number of that cart from here. Looks like it's the 44 of Lachlan Strickland. So Bolton makes the move on Levain's at the same time as Sargent makes the move. So we've got a yellow on 5, and it looks like there was a pass made under yellow there, potentially. So Thomas Sargent, who now has the fastest lap of the race, a 33.7, is back to Mayo. So as the leader heads down into the dip, 17 is Mayo. Sargent right on his back bumper. Then it's Bolton and Levain's. So the front two, Mayo and Sargent, just skipping away at the front of the field. Here comes Sargent. Goes to the outside of the racetrack. It was the inside of the kink into the top turns. And Sargent has lost a spot now back to Bolton. So Sargent, who looked like he had a great run going up the pit straight, just couldn't make it in time. And Mayo now has got Bolton back on his rear bumper. Some great racing here as the white flag is out. Mayo leading the way as they head into the pit turn. We've got more spinners down there between 12 and 13. But the battle is at the front of the field for sure. Mayo in the 17 leading the way over Bolton as they work their way around the top turn. Someone's put a wheel in the dirt. Not sure if that was Bolton or Sargent now. As they come into the braking, Mayo covers his line into the S's for the final time. Bolton right on the back bumper. And here comes Sargent looking to throw the dice through the final turn. Mayo, Bolton and Sargent take 1, 2 and 3. Then it's back to Levain's. Mills in the 4 is holding off the hard-charging 61 Mazzaroli at the line. Further back then to the 27 of Motby. A great drive by the P-plater to get up to 7th position with Sweeney, Greentree and Ward rounding out the finishers here in the KA4 Junior Light Heat number 2. What a race that was. We're looking for a start here and away. A good start by the junior heavies in heat number 2. Taylor Harness in the 48 off the pole. Callanan in the 44 now. Unfortunately, William Callanan was involved in that incident with Taylor Harness. Taylor Chancellor in heat number 1. And, he is trying to make up for a lost ground. Oh, a touch there between the Well, that's the 44 of Callanan and the 28 of Meneath. They've gathered it back up. We've got another card off the circuit there. So that looks like the 35 of Giannopoulos. Now, Giannopoulos, I think, was second in heat number one. In fact, he could have been the winner in heat number one, Giannopoulos. I'm just going to go back and check. Yes, he was. So the winner of heat number one, Giannopoulos. Caruso was in second position. And he sits in second now. So Harness, Caruso, Balding, Stefanovic are the next two through with Brandon Taylor. Bencini, Meneath getting past Callanan now in the 44. So the Mad Harry steel cart from Grenfell, Taylor Harness, leading the way. But right on her back bumper is Nicholas Caruso. So Giannopoulos, winner in heat one, a DNF now as he came off the circuit just after turn 13. Final turn on the track. The battle, Harness Caruso, 0.3 of a second. You can see as they go around the top of the circuit, it's less than that. It's a cart length as they head down the back straight into the dip. And now here's where Caruso is looking to try and make his move into the S's. He's quick into the left-hander, but it loses ground then, washed out the front end. And that costs him a bit of ground over Harness. Harness looks to be going quite conservatively through the S's at the moment. But she's doing what she needs to with the fastest lap of the race, a 34.899 for Taylor Harness. Caruso, a 34.959, his last lap. So the Birrell cart of Caruso, keeping the pressure on Harness now. A lot more even. Harness got a bit wider going through the left-hander of the S's. And that allowed Caruso to have a much better run. So as the leader heads up the pit straight once again, Harness and Caruso. Harness and Caruso, about a card length the difference. Sending the gap back to Jaden Balding. Stefanovic is the next cart through with Taylor, Meneath. Callanan now getting past Bianchini. As Harness continues to lead. Another fastest lap of the race to Taylor Harness, a 34.601. Caruso, a 34.7. So Harness and Caruso are definitely the ones at the front of the field with the pace. And Caruso sets up for a move into the S's. No, he's not close enough. He's good through the approach, but then got too close behind Harness going into the left-hander of the S's. And that's where he lost almost a cart length and a half. The leader heading down into the dip. So the 48 of Taylor Harness leading the way. Harness leading from Caruso, who's just dropping away. Now, battle bit further on down through the field. That's getting quite interesting. Is this one between the 67P of Stefanovic and Lachlan Meneath. So as the white flag comes out this time by, it looks like Meneath's got past Stefanovic now and is on the back bumper of Jaden Balding. So Meneath, who lost a bit of ground off the start, is now working his way back up to fourth position and about to challenge on this last lap for third. Our leaders have concertinaed back together as well, so Harness, And Caruso, what can Caruso do? Caruso dives down into the S's now and takes the lead on the final lap. Manif can't do the same to Boulding. What can Caruso do? He holds on. And Caruso takes the win. Harness home in second. Then it's back to Boulding. Manif. Further back then to Stefanovic. Back behind him, Taylor, Callinan, and Bianchini rounds out the field. So the KA4s, junior heavies, a interesting heat number two to say the least, but at least it went the full distance this time. Away and racing here in the tag 125 light and open performance, a big split between the two classes. It's the six of Robert Hogan who gets the lead early. And Robert Hogan leading John McCabe. Then it's Adrian Hogan in third. Now, Monaghan had the pole for the open performance battle. Monaghan, Blakey, then it's Donnelly. And we've got another card up on the bank. And I think that is it's Robert Hogan. The race leader, he was the race leader, but he was certainly giving himself a bit of work to do now. So Robert Hogan back there in third, as John McCabe is your leader from Adrian Hogan. Then it's back to Robert Hogan, then Monaghan, Donnelly ahead of Blakey now. Bregoni and Cox round out the running order. So your race leader, John McCabe, just starting to kick away from Adrian Hogan now. Robert Hogan, who had dramas in heat number one. Oh, has got something coming off his cart now here in heat number two. And it's been collected by Corey Donnelly. Now, it hasn't spat back out of his... Oh, yes, it has now. It's spat out of his cart. And it's down on the circuit, just on the exit of turn 12. Now, Robert Hogan's come off the track. So Hogan comes off the track. All right, getting set for a start here as we have the juniors back out onto the circuit, the KA3s. Thomas Sargent in the 47 will start from the pole. Nicholas Caruso in the 3. Taylor Harness in the 48 is the lineup here for heat number 2. Shouldn't be too long and we'll go racing. As they're in formation, they're in a hurry to get going. Sargent just kicking away from Caruso there. It's a quick start. A quick even start, though, and Caruso has to drop back to third position after starting out of two, as Harness just was not letting the front bumper of her car get away from the back bumper of Sargent. They work their way around the top of the circuit, and Sargent is pulling away. Sargent, your race leader, into the S's for the first time. Harness in the Mad Harry still. Entry running in second. The race leader, Sargent, Harness, then it's Caruso back there in third. So we have two Grenfell drivers and a Lithgow driver, first, second and third in this second heat of the KA4s. Sorry, KA3s. So Sargent leading the way as he clicks off another lap. A 33.61 for Sargent, a 33.539 for Harness, and a 33.55 for Caruso. So lap time wise, nothing between those three runners, but Harness now in the inside and makes the move going into the S's. So Harness runs wide now and Sargent will just line up the move. No, couldn't make a move into 13. So along the front straight, Harness is your new race leader. Harness leading the way from Sergeant. Great start there. Great move. Sergeant now wanting to come back as they head through the dip. But Harness has got it covered as they work their way around the final turn. Taylor Harness leading the way from Thomas Sargent. The 48 leads the 47. It's the Mad Harry Steel card ahead of the Tegra Australia card as they head up to the top turns. Sargent all over the back bumper of the 48, but just not able to find a way through at the moment. And Caruso sitting back there just, well, perhaps thinking these two are going to take themselves out if they go much harder. So as they work through the S's once again, turns 12, 13, and back onto the start-finish straight. Now it is Sargent, who is right on the back bumper of Harness. They work through the pit turn and up the pit straight. And your leader, Harness, has just got the momentum there to be able to hold off their runners. Here's Sargent going wide, looking to try and put Harness off. He lost a cart length in that move, though, so that wasn't a great outcome. As they come across the start finish line now, six laps completed, and Thomas Sargent holds now the fastest lap of the race, a 33.2. So Sargent slightly faster than Harness in this middle stage of the race, but it's Harness with the track position, runs wide, coming off the top turns. So here's a chance for Sargent now. No, Sargent looks like he's just backing away. You saw him go to the carburetor. He reached down and tried to make an adjustment there on the carburetor. So he's seen something on his dashboard, which is indicating to him he can get a bit more of a performance boost, and has made that adjustment now. We'll see what it translates to on the racetrack as he catches back onto the 48's bumper. Taylor Harness leading the way from Thomas Sargent, and Caruso getting a wheel on the dirt coming off the top turns is fading now back in third position of 1.4 second gap, in fact, to the race leader. Sargent is really starting to push as they come across the start finish line. The gap, 0.1 of a second. And Sargent now along the pit straight, pulling out of the slipstream, just trying to get the noise of the cart in a different position, make Taylor Harness think about what he might do next. Sargent again, ranging wide, going down the back straight, through the dip. And Taylor Harness, so what a great move it was, down into the dip and into the S's, as the white flag comes out for her to take the lead away from Sargent. And Sargent, at this stage, hasn't got a response, but he's been looking. He stays in the wheel tracks, heading up the top of the circuit now, looking through the top turns to try and take an inside line, but Taylor Harness had it covered. Harness and Sargent, they go side by side down the back straight. Through the dip they go single file, and here comes Sargent. And Sargent tries to make the move up the inside, but had to brake hard. Taylor Harness wasn't giving way there, and Taylor Harness will hold on to take the victory as the lunge down into the S's by Sargent didn't come off, and Sargent will sit back there in second. Third place is Nicholas Caruso as the race leader. Taylor Harness takes the victory by 0.087 of a second. Thomas Sargent taking the fastest lap of the race, a 33.126, from Taylor Harness with a 33.229. Both of those fastest laps set on lap 8 of the race. So, some good driving there by the juniors, as this is the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. As we get set now for the KA4 Senior Heavies, and the other class out there is, I guess, the restricted lights as well. But the 32 of Phil Bowen has, pulling his card off the circuit. He's not going to go anywhere. Jamie Prendergast and Thomas McDonald at the front of the field jump away, and they will lead them around the top of the circuit for the first time. So, unfortunately, for the Philip Bowen cart, he'll be coming home on a trolley as he gets his cart clear now. A leader is the 23 of Jamie Prendergast from McDonnell. Then it's back to the 55 of Simon Kendrick. Luke Seymour in the 10, who won that class in heat number 1, sits in 4th position with Phelan, Middleton, Callanan, Stevens and Inman rounding out the running order. So a little bit single file at the moment at the front of the field. The best battle on the circuit is the one between the 49 of Phelan and the 3 of Middleton. So that's the North Shore Karting Club up against the Combined Districts Karting Club there. So they come across the line. It looks like Phelan just having the advantage over Middleton for the moment. Now further forward, looks like Seymour is caught onto the back of Kendrick in the battle for third position. So Kendrick in the 55, setting the fastest lap of the race, a 34.014 in the Esprit Rotax. That's the DKS Race Engines Rotax, car 55, just getting caught now by Luke Seymour in the Sodi cart from Lithgow. So as they come across the line, it looks like that will be a battle for position. Battle for third outright. And a class battle for the lead at the same time. Malcolm Inman getting past Pat Callanan in the 44 cart. Ahead of the 82 now. Problems there for the 77. Thomas McDonald, he got into the braking zone, locked up the back end, and then spun around. And as he went onto the grass backwards, he dug in just on the dip of the berm, and it looked like he was going to flip over backwards there, but his cart's off the circuit. And, well, is there a flat tyre involved as well? I'm not sure. That would explain the spin more so than a brake lock-up, because it's on the back. And, the spin would certainly make more sense if it was a flat tyre. But he's pulling that cart off the circuit. We have got a yellow at 5, flag point 5, so he'll have some work to do getting that cart ready for the next heat. Prendergast is your race leader. Kendrick and Seymour still battling it out now for second position. And Kendrick has got about a 3-cart length advantage over Seymour as they head through the S's once again. Now, as the leader, Jamie Prendergast across the start-finish line goes fastest with a 33.903. That is now the fastest lap of the race for the Griffith driver in the Prendy Autos MIA Tyres FAA cart. Then it's back to Simon Kendrick, Luke Seymour, Zachary Phelan, Middleton, Inman, Stevens, Callanan is the final runner out there. So the leader comes across to complete lap number 7. Then it's back to Kendrick and Seymour. They are nose to tail now. Seymour looking to make a move up the inside of Kendrick round the top turns. Not able to pull it off, and in fact it cost him a lot of ground, and Kendrick has pulled away from Seymour once again. So your leader is still Prendergast, 2.3 seconds ahead of this battle for second. And it looks like Kendrick has got the advantage now over Luke Seymour. So Seymour, as he works around the top of the circuit, still in control, but not closing on Kendrick. In fact, it looks like Phelan and Middleton about to start mixing it up again in the 49 and the 3 as the white flag is out for Jamie Prendergast. Still Kendrick and Seymour. Seymour closing in on Kendrick here on the final lap. And also have a battle between Phelan and Middleton for fourth and fifth place as well. Side by side round the top turns, and Seymour's made the pass on Cendric. So Seymour making a great move here late in the race will grab the spot. What can Kendrick do to respond? Nothing going into the S's. There's two turns left, and it looks like Prendergast will take the victory. Seymour comes home with a last lap pass in second. Kendrick home in third now. In fourth, holding off Middleton was Phelan. Then it was Inman, Steve Callanan, rounding out the rest of the running order. So the senior heavies in the KA4s complete heat number two as part of the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. As we get set now for restricted light heat number two, Greg Jones in the 51 will start from the pole. Jordan Phillips in the 46 out of position number two. Scott Chasten had some dramas in his 32 cart. Corey Donnelly in the 60. Royce Gay in the 78. Adam Martin in the 34. Rodney Phillips in the 45. Trent Ether in the 68. And Jordan Maloney, he'll be running Taylor Chancellor's transponder for the rest of this weekend's racing. He starts in the 89P. So I'm sure timing and scoring will be on to that as we get set for a start. Greg Jones in the 51 brings them round. Now Jordan Phillips in the 46 had some dramas in the roll-up laps in heat number one, but was able to drive home to a solid finish in third. We're away and racing now, and a good start. Phillips gets the advantage. In fact, going with Phillips was Chadson. So the 32, in fact, no, sorry, that wouldn't have been. That would be Corey Donnelly in the 60 that is up into second position. A wheel into the dirt there as they headed up the pit straight for the first time. But your race leader is a Jordan Phillips. Now Corey Donnelly tried to make a move immediately. Second place, Corey Donnelly from Albury. Now Scott Chadston, he's in third place in the Tony Kart there, with Jones back there in fourth, your pole sitter. Then it's Gay, Rodney Phillips, Ether, Maloney and Martin rounding out the field as they're side by side, and Corey Donnelly makes the move through the top turns and is your new race leader. So Jordan Phillips shuffled back to second now, as Donnelly, a little bit squirrely under brakes going into the S's. Donnelly's into his back bumper, and Donnelly is going to come out. Phillips into the back bumper of Donnelly, but Phillips will be the one that loses ground. Now the 32 of Scott Chadson, as we said, had some dramas in heat number one, just bogged down off the start, and then withdrew from the race from memory. He is back up into third position, putting the pressure on Jordan Phillips, the Lithgow driver in the 46 cart. Chadson with the fastest lap of the race, a 33.7. So Chadson in third, putting the pressure on Donnelly, your race leader, a cart length back to Phillips, then half a cart length to Chadson. A big gap then to Jones, who's got Rodney Phillips right on his back bumper. Rodney Phillips up the pit straight. Oh, great drive there. Got a great run out of the pit turn and made a good clean pass heading into the top turns. And Rodney Phillips now will be in fourth position trying to run down the leaders. Now, I think Trent Ether, yes he did, just made through the dip a move on Royce Gay. So Gay is shuffled back down to seventh position now, as Ether has got the bit between his teeth and he sets his sights on the 51 of Greg Jones. Donnelly, Phillips, Chadson, Rodney Phillips, Jones, Ether, Gay, Maloney and Martin is the running order. as the leader. Corey Donnelly just skipping away slightly now. Jordan Phillips running in second. Third place is still Chadston. Rodney Phillips trying to bridge that gap. He is about 1 point. No, he's about 3.8 seconds off the lead. So he's got some work to do as Donnelly is under pressure from Jordan Phillips as they come off the top turns. But Donnelly seems to have a good mid-range performance at the moment, because the middle of the straight, he just seems to be able to keep accelerating away. And that has been the advantage. Now, Jordan Phillips tried to make a move in a ridiculous spot going into turn 12. And that has cost him about a half a second. So, Jordan Phillips now in the 46 card comes under some pressure from Scott Chadston in the 32. So they work their way off the top turns. Now Corey Donnelly has got himself some breathing room here. Fastest card on the track is Rodney Phillips, a 33.223, and he is closing up the gap ever so slightly between himself and the leader, who is now 2.7 seconds ahead of him on the circuit. Phillips going through again, another fastest lap for Phillips, a 33.1, has got the gap down to 2.5 seconds now. So Donnelly, your race leader, he looks like he's got it in control. Jordan Phillips in second, then Scott Chadston in third. Rodney Phillips is really starting to close up in the 45 card. That's the Sodi card of Rodney Phillips, the red card, number 45, who comes across the start-finish line now and completes another fast lap. A 33.2. He's faster than every car in front of him. And the gap is now 2.4 seconds. So it's Donnelly, Jordan Phillips and Scott Chadston leading the way here. Trent Ether is back in fifth position. Has got a little bit of breathing room over Royce Gay in the 78, but Gay has closed up that gap considerably going into the S's this time, and it looks like Gay's going to make a challenge. Ether gets a lot of the ripple strip that time, coming onto the start-finish straight. At the front of the field, the white flag is out. Donnelly is still leading. Jordan Phillips and Scott Chadston were trying to mix it up there for second and third, but Jordan Phillips has got his measure coming off the top turns. So as the leaders now head into the S's and through turns 12 and 13, Corey Donnelly will take the victory. Jordan Phillips home in second, Scott Chadston in third, Rodney Phillips in fourth. Now Ether under pressure from Gay. Gay getting sideways, coming up the final turn. And Ether will hold on for Gay. There's another battle going on here with Jones, Maloney and Martin. They'll finish in that order. No, they won't. Martin will get past Maloney on that final lap, as Maloney, I think, just was making a mistake going into the S's that time and opened up the opportunity. Some great racing there in Tag Restricted. The KZ2s are up next. My mistake, it is the Tag Heavies that are out on the circuit now. So as we get set for a start here, it's Michael Hogan in the 6 who'll start on the pole. Mitchell Wall in the 5. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Paul McCabe in the 82. James Ordish in the 17. Michael Simpson in the 77, Barry Laver in the 7, Carl Jackson in the 27, Tony Brigoni in the 31. Then it's Daniel Cataldi in the 86, Lance Horn in the 49, Liam Clark in the 59, Tarn Ether in the 37, and James Taylor in the 25. So they're in good formation, would expect to start this time by. As Michael Hogan in the 6, Mitchell Wall in the 5, it's Canberra and Wollongong on the front row and racing. And it is Hogan who gets the jump, Lachlan Chancellor goes with him. So Mitchell shuffled back a couple of spots, Mitchell Wall in the 5, losing a couple of spots there early as Chancellor gets past Michael Hogan to take the lead off the top turns. So on lap number one, Lachlan Chancellor's come out of position number three and with a good solid start leads the way here through the S's for the first time. Race order, Lachlan Chancellor, then it's Hogan, back then to Wall, then it's Ordish in the 17 who's got Laver right behind him. The 31 then is Bragoni, who's trying to make the move on Laver as they are left and right soaring on the back bumper, but not able to find a way through at this stage. Oh, mistake there. Cart in the dirt, coming back onto the track as they came off the top turns. That was a bit of action further back in the pack as Laver is still holding off the 31 of Bragoni. Behind him is Simpson, McCabe, Jackson, the 27, who is winner of heat number one. He's having a battle here as he tries to work his way through the field. So Jackson now back in about seventh position as Hogan and Simpson were both the big losers on that last lap. Hogan, who was running second, got into all sorts of trouble there and has dropped back to eighth position. And he gets a bit of a tap that time from Simpson as he goes through the S's. So Lachlan Chancellor leading the way from Mitchell Wall. Ordish, Bajoni's finally got past Laver as Jackson is past McCabe as well. Then it's Hogan, Simpson, Horn, Clark, Taylor, Ether, and Cataldi falls all the way to the back of the field. So certainly some interesting driving going on as I think Tarn Ether has just taken about turn. No, he wasn't able to get that spot over the 50, over the 25 perhaps, of James Taylor. Mitchell Wall set in the fastest lap of the race, a 32.869. So Wall, fastest card out there at the moment, as Lachlan Chancellor is just measuring his speed. As more rubbish going onto the back of the field here, and I think that's Tarn Ether who's up on the bank. As he, no, Tarn Ether's still going there, so I'm not quite sure who that is at the top of the circuit who is off. But has certainly been a really hard battle from about James Taylor, 8th place on back. Michael Hogan in the 6, Liam Clark in the 59. It's Lance Horn in the 49 that is off the circuit. So Liam Clark, Tarn Ether, Cataldi and Simpson now at the back of this field. So leader is Lachlan Chancellor, who's been caught by Mitchell Wall. Ordish, Bragoni and Jackson all running single file along with Laver, McCabe. McCabe closing in on Laver. Then it's back to Taylor, Hogan. In fact, Clark ahead of Hogan now. And then it's Ether, Cataldi, Simpson. Running out the running order now. Lachlan Chancellor will be under some pressure here as his lap times just aren't matching it with Mitchell Wall, who runs in second place. Mitchell Wall has been putting in some solid laps over the last three or four laps. And we've got a yellow as Taylor was slow. So James Taylor, who was running eighth, is now just gathering things back. And Taylor is off the circuit as well. So there's a bit of shenanigans going on there. Liam Clark and Taylor must have got together. And James Taylor is off the circuit as he tries to pull that red speed cart away. Your leader is still Lachlan Chancellor. Mitchell Wall is right on his back bumper now. James Ordish and Tony Bragoni is in third and fourth place. And they're starting to mitch it up as well. So a good move round the outside. Mitchell Wall coming off the top turns has taken the lead from Lachlan Chancellor. Ordish still holding off Bragoni as the white flag is about to wave. So Mitchell Wall leading the way from Lachlan Chancellor as Chancellor's through in second. Then it's back to third as James Ordish and Bragoni Kyle Jackson is the next car through. Barry Laver and Paul McCabe. That battle hasn't actually intensified here. And Mitchell Wall leading quite comfortably now. Ordish under pressure from Brigoni, who's got Jackson right on his back bumper. Ordish gets a bit of a tap going through the S's that time. The victor will be Wall over Chancellor. Back then to Ordish, who holds on over Brigoni. Jackson's the next car through. Then it is Laver, McCabe, Ether holding off the challenge from Cataldi as Hogan and Simpson will round out the running order. As they get set now for the KZ2 Super Series Heat number 2. Josh Buchanan. Well, hopefully he won't make the same mistake again, as he'll be starting off the pole. Dean Starling, winner of Heat number 1. Out of position 2, the number 16, Matthew Nipperis, starts out of 3, the 38. Of Dylan Pendolini. Now, he had dramas in Heat number 1 and was a non-finisher. Josh Pondoleone in the 27. Daniel Orsini in the 19. Michael Peace in the 46. And Tim Thornton in the 58. Round out the field here. Heat number 2 of the KZ2 Super Series. So this time, interesting, Buchanan has gone for the other starting grid position. He's come to the outside of the track, which is the inside of the kink. The yellow flag is up, and we're waiting for a start. Away! The lights go, and Starling, again Buchanan, stalls on the start. Pantaleone is just having troubles getting going as well. And also Orsini. So Orsini getting left at the start line, as the leader is Starling. And that's interesting, because Orsini has been scored a lap already because he was so slow at getting away. He goes straight into the pit lane, which won't matter too much, as Matthew Nipperis now drops a spot to the 38 of Pendolini. Pendolini, who was just very slow off the start that time, was able to recover quite well, but now has had to come back getting past Matthew Nipperis. So Dean Starling leading the way here from Josh Buchanan, who had a much better start. He runs in second. Then it goes back to Pintolini, Nipperis, Pontaleone, Thornton and Peace. So Dean Starling, good drive coming off turn 13 as he heads through the pit turn now. He's just looks like he's got that card on a rail. His lap at 31.464. The Arrow Kart from North Shore Kart Club. Combined districts, Josh Buchanan was the fastest qualifier earlier today, but he's had two poor starts, and that has seen him having to play catch-up to Starling. Then it's back to Pintolini, who's in the CRG with the Medina engine, with Matthew Nipperis running in fourth, Pontaleone in the 27, Thornton and Peace. Only the seven runners still out there on the circuit. So Starling, you can see him banging down through the gears as he gets into the S's. He'll now start to work his way up the start finish straight. It's an amazing amount of gear changes per lap. The 50 horsepower engines here of the KZ2s with their 6-speed gearbox. They come off the top turns now and start the run down the hill. And at this point they can get up to about 125 kilometres per hour. So it's an amazing speed with the, well, 3-wheel disc brakes, because the solid axle on the back negates the need to having independent braking on each wheel. But certainly the front brakes being used to their maximum as these carts are just hammering around. Now Buchanan, your race leader, is still Starling. Buchanan runs in second. And Buchanan now looks to make the move on Starling into the S's. Can't pull it off there. Starling will hold on. But Starling giving Buchanan plenty of room. He puts a wheel wide as they work their way across the start finish line. So the race leader is still Dean Starling. Buchanan comes home in second. I'm just not sure how many race laps they've done at the moment, as the leader is under all sorts of pressure here. It's Starling who leads the way from Buchanan, who's putting the pressure on him. Then it's Pintolini, Nipperis, Pontaglione, and then this big gap back to, oh, the 58's in trouble too. I saw the hand in the air from Tim Thornton. And I think Tim Thornton is the last cart on the lead lap. So 9 laps to be completed next time by. So the white flag will be out this time. White flag out as the leader, Dean Starling, leads the way. Starling leading from Buchanan. Nipperis is still not quite able to get past Pintolini. Pontaglione, Thornton, Peace, the runners there. So as the checkered flag about to wave, Starling coming across the line. Starling in the forecourt from the 12 of Buchanan. Then it's the 38 of Pintolini, followed by the 16 of Nipperis, then the 27 of Pontaglione. Further back then, I think did the Thornton cart pull off? He did. So only the 5 finishes at the end of the KZ2 heat number 2. What a race that was. Dean Starling taking the victory.